Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
11:45 because it's Friday. We will win off the field, and at noon we're going to go blitzing around the Beltway. We will cover the Redskins, the Wizards after another win. Play again tonight. And Virginia Tech football. So make sure you're listening at noon. We got Caps tickets to give away in the final hour of the show. On Grant and Danny, let's get started with your preview of the NFL matchups to come. 1 o'clock this weekend. Why not start with the Redskins and the Saints in New Orleans? Saints are 7.5-point favorites. Over-under in this game is 51.5. Just so we're on the same page, these two teams on average this year average about 53 combined points every Sunday. Saints 29.8, Redskins 23. Couple of injury notes, Tyon Seki, Terrell Pryor, Jordan Reed, Ryan Grant, all questionable as of right now. Didn't participate in yesterday's practice in full. Good news for Washington. Safety Kenny Vaccaro and defensive end Cameron Jordan, by far the best front seven player for the Saints. Both limited or no practice yesterday. Both, as of right now, questionable. We'll know more about their status today. Drew Brees and Kirk Cousins have eerily similar numbers. Cousins, 208 of 313 passing. Brees, 215 of 300. So seven more completions for Drew Brees in 13 fewer attempts. Cousins has about 100 more yards in seven fewer completions. He's got one more touchdown than Brees and one more interception. Essentially, they're having the exact same year. Big difference is the Saints can run the ball and the Redskins can't. Ingram, 672 yards, seven touchdowns to lead New Orleans. Chris Thompson, 277 yards, two touchdowns to lead the Redskins. Saints have a great defense, good running game, good quarterback. Washington is lacking a couple of those things.
Yeah, good luck with all that. Detroit, Chicago, the Bears. Detroit only favored by a field goal in this game because everyone knows they're the NFC's version of Tennessee. They're just okay. They're a group of people that get together once a week and they have a football game. They're on the schedule. Maybe they have a heroic play by Matt Stafford where he runs around and does a weird arm angle thing where he throws it 110 miles an hour and Marvin Jones makes a play. If they don't turn you over, they're not special. This is going to be an ugly game. Again, they're favored by a field goal. Over-under is only 41 points in this game. Let you know what Vegas thinks about it because the Bears' defense is actually okay. So I think Detroit wins on the road to be 6-4, but they're so fraudulent at 6-4. They'll be frauds.
6-3 Jacksonville, 0-9 Cleveland. The Jags should get to 7-3, believe it or not.
Yeah.
With Blake Bortles at the controls, 11 touchdowns, 7 picks on the season. Deshaun Kizer's just had an awful rookie season, and while he played maybe his best game recently here a week ago, they're peaking just in time on offense to play one of the best defenses on their schedule all season. Kizer, 4 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, ugly. In this game, the Jags are 7.5-point favorites. Look for Leonard Fournette to really get going early. 630 yards, 6 touchdowns on the season. You've got a new top receiver in Jacksonville after the Allen Robinson injury early this year. Marquise Lee's up to 38 catches and nearly 500 yards on pace for close to 1,000. On the injury report of note, remember, Jamie Collins on IR for the Browns, one of their better defenders. Still no Josh Gordon. Isaiah Crowell, who's been running the ball well, is questionable but probably goes. Kenny Britt has not been practicing. For Jacksonville, Leonard Fournette, the aforementioned Marquise Lee, Mercedes Lewis, their tight end, Allen Hurns all missing practice time. But as of right now, only Hurns looks like he's unlikely to go. The rest are still very much up in the air in terms of their status.
Who damn Raven, you're a whole you damn Green Bay. Go to win the game. Only game out of playoffs right now. Maybe they get back in there to get out of Green Bay. Hold Brett Hundley down. You get a little offense. Danny Woodhead's back, bro. They're going to be nasty. No Ray Lou for this game, but no Ed Reed either. Point is, Baltimore, only a game out of the playoffs in the AFC West. They're the also receiving votes category. They're one game behind the Buffalo Bills. And despite the fact that their offense makes me sad, despite the fact that Joe Flacco stinks, their defense is good, and they get to play in the AFC North. So if they beat Green Bay, and they're favored by 2 points in this game, because again, their defense, the aforementioned group, is pretty good, They could be 5-5. If the Bills lose, which is very, very reasonable, your Ravens could be in. Once again, talking about something that is just circumstance, and it's not fair because it's pro sports. Nobody apologizes for the years. The AFC's good, the NFC's bad. We just happen to be one of those times where some mediocre teams are getting in the AFC, and it ain't going to happen in the NFC. Danny Woodhead comes back, by the way, for the Ravens this weekend.
A guy I predicted to catch 70 passes this year. How's that working out for him?
Not that good, but it was an injury reason. That's why. Injury. That's not your fault.
Maybe. Joe Flacco's his quarterback, so I don't know if he would have anyway. You ever heard of the really mean saying, that's a face only a mother could love? Is something along those lines?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I wonder who they were talking about.
This game is only a game an NFL fan can love. Bucks Dolphins.
Sorry, I had a...
In Miami.
My mouth a little bit.
3-6 Tampa, 4-5 Miami, two putrid offenses. The over-under is set for 42 in this game, believe it or not.
Again, same thing.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jay Cutler. Who's going to throw more picks, I guess, is the way that maybe we should determine this one. You're going to see a lot of Doug Martin and plenty of Kenyon Drake, who's rushed for 176 yards and a touchdown since taking over for Miami. You got some good players on the field. Mike Evans is special, big-time receiver. Jarvis Landry catches a million balls. He's got 61 catches. That's 21 more than Evans on the season to this point. I'm guessing that Tampa Bay beats Miami. I'm thinking it's going to be a 20-17 game, and I'll take the under on 42 points. But one of these teams could also get shut out in a 30-point loss. I just don't know which one it's going to be.
Yeah, how do you know? This is my game of the week. If I had a big sounder, I would play it right there. Rams at Minnesota. Ooh, this is delicious. Now, the problem is the Redskins play at one, so I obviously will major in that game. I'll be watching every second of every play, as I've done, I don't know, for 36 consecutive years. But if this was at a different time, Rams, Vikings, that is what I would watch. This is one of those great opportunities. Who are you? You can play the who. Little who are you? Are the Rams for realsies? Can they do what they've done each of these last several weeks and play some great defense against a good offensive line, a couple good running backs, a little thunder, a little lightning, that's what Minnesota does, and a couple playmakers on the outside? Can the Rams score? Can they do what they've done recently here on offense as well, where they're a well-oiled machine, thriving on that big play? A lot of catch and run from the Robert Woods, Sammy Watkins type crew. Tot, 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 tot. Gurley has been out bleeping standing. Can you do that against Minnesota in their building? This is a marquee matchup, my friend. A couple teams with a high win totals going at it. 2-point favorites, Minnesota at home.
Let's talk more wind. And speaking of that windy condition, you often get in East Rutherford.
Sure.
Head to Jersey, where the good Kansas City Chiefs play the bad New York Giants. Help me make some sense of this.
Okay.
KC 6-3, New York's 1-8, and they basically quit on Ben McAdoo.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are 10.5-point favorites.
Sure.
Yet, ESPN's prediction machine, their football power index predictor, gives the Giants a 37% chance to win this game. Doesn't that seem a little bit high?
Yes.
Again, it's 10.5-point spread.
You are wearing your glasses.
I am.
So you're not misreading 3.7?
I don't think I am. Now, maybe they're saying they have a 37% chance to cover, but it looks to me like they're giving them almost a 4 out of 10 chance to win the game, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'd say there's a 37% chance the bus gets there for them to play the game, not win the game. Like, they arrive 37% of the time.
Alex Smith on the year, 18 touches, 1 interception. Kareem Hunt's up to 800 yards to go along with his 4 touchdowns. The Giants, for the first time in McAdoo's tender, have gotten a little bit of a running game going with Orleans Darkwah.
Yeah.
But without Odell Beckham, no Brandon Marshall, it's the Sterling Shepard show coming off the best game of his season. They give up touchdowns to tight ends like you and I churn out football segments in the fall.
Mm.
That's all they do, dude. Travis Kelce is going to catch 2 touchdowns, and he's going to go for 75 yards. If you've got him in fantasy, count your earnings now.
I got one hot take about this Arizona-Houston game. It's a little bit hot. I think it's going to be the worst game of the week. I know you already previewed that Tampa Bay-Miami situation. I got a feeling that's a weirdly entertaining back-and-forth game. I think this Arizona-Houston thing is going to be a festival of fart noises.
What don't you like about Blaine Gabbert and Tom Savage?
This game makes me sad. This is one of those times where you watch the NFL and you go, no. No, NFL, no. You have to figure out a way to not have this happen.
What's
the game going to sound like
if it's a festival of fart noise?
I don't know how deep we can get into it on Intercom's first day, but I'll tell you this. It's the different kinds. It's the one that sneaks out there. It's the one that you tried to push out there. It's the one in a meeting where it's like, Paulson, what's the deal with those numbers? You know what I mean? The little squeaker. It's going to be awful and sad and reprehensible and set the product back for years. This is going to be one of those games where everybody tries to figure out why the ratings are down. Here's why. Blaine Gabbert and the Savage Nation going at it. It's going to be 6-2.
That one caught me. That's really
funny. I hate this game so much.
4 o'clock games next, including a really good one potentially in Mexico. We will cover that next on Grant and Danny. Also, the NFC East matchup between the Eagles and the Cowboys. We're spinning you around the NFL, getting you ready for another weekend of football on a Football Friday on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.